Chapter 13. The Yoga of Discrimination. On the difference between the knower and the known. Arjuna said, "Of nature and the original person, and indeed also of the field of action and its knower, I for sure wish to know all the knowledge and that what is known, O Keshava." The Supreme Lord said, "This body, O son of Kunti, is so called the field of action, and he who knows this is by those who know this called the knower of the field. Certainly, you should understand me as the knower of the field in all fields, O son of Bharata. That which is of the field, as well as of the knower of the field, is true knowledge in my vision. What that field of action actually is, and what its changes are, where it is from, and about him as also what his influence is, you may now, in short, hear from me. In many ways, it is in the Vedic hymns glorified by the sages, and in different ways by the various aphorisms of the holy scriptures affirmed in logic and reason. In summary, do the basic elements, the false ego, the intelligence, and the unmanifest, as surely also the 11 of the senses, the 5 sense objects, like and dislike, happiness and distress, the combinations of them, the consciousness and the determination, form the field of action with its transformations. Humble, modest and nonviolent, peaceful, simple and loyal to the teacher of example, clean, steadfast and self-controlled, detached and unidentified with the sensory and surely aware of the defects and miseries of birth, death, old age and disease, without preference or clinging to son, wife and home, and being constant and balanced in the realization of the wanted and unwanted, of an unalloyed, unbroken devotion unto me also, and going for secluded places without being attached to people in general, of self-knowledge and stable in the realization of truth for the good of the divine encounter. All this is declared to be of true knowledge, and that which deviates from it is nescience. I will now explain that which is to be known and is subordinate to me, and of which is said that it is neither the true nor the untrue. Knowing it, one will taste the nectar of the beginningless spiritual realm. That which has hands, legs everywhere, eyes, heads, and faces all around, and ears to the world, pervades everything that exists. Of all the senses, and their qualities being the original source, it is yet without all those senses, and unattached itself, and as the maintainer of each, and certainly also being outside the modes of nature, it is yet the master of the modes of matter itself. Inside, as well as being outside of the living entities, not moving, and moving as well, and not known because of being subtle, that being, far away, is also near as that. Undivided, and all living beings, it seems to be divided, and while situated as the maintainer of all, it is also to be understood as devouring and developing all. It is also the source of light of all luminous objects, and said to be beyond the darkness as the knowledge, realized as the wisdom of this direct experience, situated in the heart of everyone. Thus the field, as also the knowledge and what is to be known, has been described in summary. My devotee will, after understanding all of this, attain my nature. Both material nature and the original person you must certainly know as beginningless, and the transformations and modes of nature surely as being produced by that material nature. Material nature is said to be the reason of cause and effect in the matter of creation, while the original person is said to be the reason of happiness and distress in the experiencing. Of the original person being situated in the material energy, one certainly enjoys by the qualities of that material nature, and consequently of the attachment to it, one is of the channels of birth in the true and untrue. As the witness and allower, supporter and enjoyer, the great Lord and Supersoul is indeed the transcendental original person said to be also present in this body. Anyone who thus understands the original person, material nature and its qualities, will, despite of however one is situated, never take birth again. Some do by meditation see the Supersoul within themselves. Others do so by minding exercises of yogic analysis. And still others do so by acting in giving up the fruits of action. But others, who do not know of all this, begin to worship by hearing from others, and as well transcend for sure the path of death in affinity with that process of hearing. O chief of the Bharatas, whatever comes into being, anything existing that is animate or inanimate, you must know as a combination of the knower and the field. He who sees that the imperishable Lord of the Beyond is equally present in the perishable of all living beings, truly sees. He who for sure sees the Lord equally in all does not lose his self-respect with the soul, and consequently reaches the goal of transcendence. Anyone who sees that all activities, certainly, in all respects, are the result of material conditioning, and that one, as the soul, is not the doer, sees perfectly. When one, following that, tries to see that the diversity of the living beings is resting in oneness, and that it expanded to that reality, at that time one attains the absolute of the Spirit. This inexhaustible soul is because of being beginningless and its freedom from the modes of nature of the Beyond. Although embodied, O son of Kunti, it never does anything, nor is it entangled. As the ether is all-pervading, and in its subtlety never mixes with anything, so does the soul within the body never mix. Like one sun illumining the whole world, so does the soul within this body similarly illumine all, O son of Bharata. Those who, through spiritual insight, thus know of the difference between the field and the knower of the field, and know about the liberation of the living being from material nature, they reach the Supreme.